right, we are back. Build 2012, day four. We have some very special guests. I'm really excited to talk to these guys. These are guys from Unity. You know the Unity game engine? Actually, you're not. You're the Mono game guys.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, that happens. I've been doing this for 4 days. I haven't been sleeping much. I'm still very excited to talk to you. I'm excited to talk to them, too. Mono game. So Mono game basically enables XNA developers from yesterday and today to target Windows 8 store apps. And you guys have done some great work to enable that for C Sharp. So tell us a little bit about Monogame.
Monogame is essentially an open source implementation of XNA. We're trying to be XNA 4 compatible. We're trying to make it as cross-platform as possible, as well as supporting excellent platforms like Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8. Mm-hmm. We also do other platforms like iOS, Android, and Mac, Linux, that sort of thing.
Sure. And of course, even though it's not necessarily, certainly not in the Windows 8 case, have anything much to do with Mono, but you have that brand because it's a Xamarin thing. And iOS, of course, is going to have Mono. There's no .NET there. And Linux is going to have Mono. There's no .NET there. So this is a open source .NET implementation of XNA across platforms and operating systems. Great. And what's your name? What's your role?
My name is Dominic Louis, and I work for Xamarin, who make C-sharp compilers for iOS and Android.
Cool.
And I'm Tom Spillman. I'm a programmer and co-owner of Sickhead Games in Dallas. And we make games, and we jumped in to help out the Monogame team in order to port Monogame, which is already great on iOS and other platforms, over to Windows 8 so that we could ship a Windows 8 app to the store.
Cool. Now, you guys actually, I mean, clearly you're an XNA developer.
Yes.
Okay, so you were involved in, so let's talk a little bit about the architecture of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there's Sharp DX, you know, that in the boundary between where you're programming up here, XNA, and of course DirectX, which eventually is what gets produced.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about the architecture.
So the architecture is kind of pretty, it's pretty straightforward. You know, at the top layer, you know, you have APIs that are mimicking the XNA API at the very top layer, and it's all purely C sharp. Under the hood there's a lot of shared code that's the same across all the platforms, a lot more than you'd expect. Mm. And then in between there, we have some little blocks of code that are different for some different platforms. Mm. You know, on iOS or in GL platforms, the code's like this, and GL has a couple different flavors.
Sure.
And then on the Windows 8 side, we go down to Sharp DX or some other libraries in other cases. And in the SharpDX case, SharpDX itself is an excellent little library, and we highly recommend it if you're not interested in XNA development, you're interested more in, you know, doing DirectX and C Sharp, SharpDX is perfect. So what it does is it scans header files and automatically generates bindings that are very tightly written. There's basically no code in between you and the actual DirectX call, just a little bit of interop to go from C Sharp down to DirectX. Mm. So it's a very lightweight binding, and I think he has a benchmark up that he did some months back that compared it to some of the other bindings. He was seeing some very minimal performance hits, you know, not any more than you would expect for an interop call.
Sure.
So for the most part, we've been really happy with it, and performance has been really great. We've not had a performance problem on the desktop or even on a Surface tablet.
Great. And of course, this is ARM.
Indeed.
Yeah. So that's good news. JB wants to know, will platform features be available using Monogame, e.g. in-app purchasing, live tiles, etc.? So how deeply embedded are you into the actual OS that you're running on in terms of its features that it supports?
We try and support as many native things as we can. The Monogame side is purely the XNA side. If you want to use an in-app purchasing library at the moment, we're not hooking into one as part of Monogame on Windows, but you have that option.
Yep.
You can write it yourself and use it with Monogame.
Rock and roll.
Right.
And we have another question. Carl Hines has rejoined us from the last time, and I see you again, Carl. What is the difference between XNA 4 framework and Monogame? What are the advantages of Monogame?
I mean, the chief advantage is that it's cross-platform. You know, Monogame is still in development. It's an open-source project. It is purely a labor of love for a lot of different developers.
Right on.
Absolutely.
Well, a labor of love and a labor of business, right? You know, I jumped in there for a very selfish reason, which is I wanted to port our Windows Phone 7 game over to Windows 8.
Great.
And in that case, you know, that's why we jumped to Monogame. Our Windows Phone 7 game is still XNA. Mm-hmm. You know, and we still have an XNA desktop version that we maintain for internal development. but it's when we're trying to jump to these other platforms where it's not available, where Monogame fits the bill. Mm-hmm. And in that case, Monogame still has, there's some holes in a couple places where there's some of the more unique APIs that are rarely used, we don't have those paths implemented. But if for most games, you know, you can port the thing over in a couple hours a day. It's not a it's not a month-long process or a couple weeks. The truth is, it's basically just switching out, use this assembly instead of that one, and compile. That's just about it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, last night I did a demo which was porting a camera XNA demo and over to Windows 8, mm-hmm. and that took approximately 10 minutes. And it was up and running as a native Windows 8 app. So,
well, a managed Windows 8 app.
Yes, exactly. Right. Yeah.
So, this is beautiful, man. I mean, this is great. Open source is awesome. It's great to see this passion and work. And for XNA developers, I know I pissed off a few of them yesterday. This is for you. I mean, this is what you use. You want XNA on Windows 8? Use Monogame, man. All right, so let's go to another question. And thanks for asking questions, everybody. Let's see. Do you think, this is a great one from Itaz. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your name. Do you think Mono's game, the game framework you guys are working on, do you think it should be used by developers if they can just program to DirectX directly? When would you use DirectX directly? I mean, you can do that. And when should you use something like this?
You know, I think it's really up to the developer and the project, right? I mean, I think you want to look at it two ways. There's the native development, C++, DirectX, and then you have managed development, C#, and SharpDX, or something like Monogame. And it depends on your game. The truth is, not every game needs to have the highest frame rate and the best performance ever. If you're making a simpler puzzler game or a simpler platformer game, you don't need that low level and that much performance. And you might want to trade that off for some productivity games.
Sure.
Right? And tooling games, which are sometimes better off for you, and depends on your team, what your experience is. I mean, I was a C++ developer for 20 years. I've done it. I've done DirectX. I've done that stuff. I'm happy being in C# now. For the games that we're making, it's a perfect fit. And you can do some pretty high-end stuff even at that, you know, even with C# and Monogame. Mm-hmm. So I would say it really comes down to the individual developer's needs more than anything else.
And also, depending on if you've already got existing XNA code and you don't want to rewrite it, the path of least resistance right now to Windows 8 is using Monogame.
Yeah.
So, you know, it actually brings up a great point. I mean, in the programming community, you have these affiliations, and you like to wear your flag. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I don't wear a flag for C++, and I always talk about it and maybe go a little too far and might upset some managed developers and stuff like that. And it's all just fun and games because at the end of the day, it's just code.
Yeah. People are too sensitive.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun to play that game. But this is interesting. So we're going to continue on with questions. Does Mono support, can you use a WinRT component, say a C++ WinRT component, and call it from your Monogame code?
Sure. I mean, it's C# code. You can call anything you can call from C# code. For the most part, you know, pretty much any other library that you're using that's C# will work with it. Mm-hmm. Now, it depends if that library works on the platform you're targeting, of course, right? If that library doesn't work on, if you're trying to hit iOS with it and that library just doesn't work on iOS, you're going to have a problem there. But if the library works on that platform and it works with C#, it'll work with the Monogame project.
So do you guys have some sort of software abstraction layer when you say I can just take a game and port it right over to, it'll just run on macOS, iOS?
Well,
what are you guys doing at that?
We like to say our cache line is write once, play everywhere.
Exactly.
But essentially it's write once, but you have to compile it for Windows 8, et cetera.
Of course.
So, and in that case, it is, as Tom mentioned a little while ago, if you just change the reference to reference the Monogame framework library, the rest of your code, the majority of it, should stay the same. You may require a few if-defs here and there for resolution, for certain things that are specific to that platform.
Yes.
But we'd like to think that that's minimal.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, the API is basically the XNA API. So if you've written XNA API, you know the Monogame API. And it looks identical, even down to the namespace. How it works is some libraries actually go the way of having their own namespace, but it still has the same classes. Monogame actually has the exact same namespaces, so even when you load the Monogame framework assembly, it says Microsoft.xna.whatever, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you just swap out your assemblies, you compile, and things are compiling already. And then the things that are different are, Dom was saying, was, you know, things that are very specific to the platform. And a lot of times it's really game specific. Like, it's things like things that you can't really port. Things like, I designed for a fixed resolution. You know, I designed for having this particular, you know, piece of hardware in this device and it's not there anymore. Mm-hmm. Things of that nature that you're just going to have to deal with regardless of where you're porting. If you're doing mm-hmm. C++ code, you have to deal with this as well. It's the mm-hmm. same sort of things. It's like, it's game level stuff.
So mm-hmm. in some sense, I mean, one of the big things in Windows 8 mm-hmm. Is its support for multi-touch. And of course, if you're yeah. talking to Jeff Hahn earlier today, who's sort of one of the great pioneers of multi-touch, mm-hmm. Did you guys have to do anything specifically to sort of touch-enable mm-hmm. your APIs? I mean, or you just use what's given to you by default right. by Windows?
I mean, we were lucky in that the XNA team originally, you know, had a lot of forward thought, and they, they implemented a really, XNA 4 is a really good API. It's
absolutely,
you can use it today, and it works really well, and their touch interface yeah. stuff is actually excellent. It's very, very clean, very simple, and we implement those. So because we support the touch panel APIs and gesture APIs, it works the same as it does on WP7, which is interesting because that means that you went from WP7 with a small screen with touch to a Windows 8 device with touch, which can be something like a giant screen like that with tons of touch points, right?
Totally.
So it would totally work there because under the hood, we're using the same WinRT APIs for accessing yeah. pointer events and everything else. We're
Great.
Just bringing it in projecting it back to you in an XNA API kind of way.
Perfect. So we've got another question. So this is from Jason. Does Box2D Farseer fully work with Monogame cross-platform?
We know of various people who have gotten it working. We don't support that third-party library ourselves, but there are games out there using those physics engines.
Great. Yeah. And Hector Luciano wants to know, where should I go to learn about building with mono games?
As a starting point, if you've never done any sort of XNA, I would recommend going to creators.xna.com because the Microsoft site has the best resource on XNA out there. Mm-hmm. If you want to know specifically how to get your game onto Windows 8, then we have forums and channels that you can log into, and our GitHub account, and also monogame.net. Mm-hmm. There's some documentation there.
Great.
It needs to be improved, in all honesty. obviously, as developers, we tend to focus on code rather than documentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think this will come as more people jump in and help out.
Sure.
We'll just make it better.
But as you said, I mean, this is an XNA4 port.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you learn about XNA4 and you're a C# programmer, it should be pretty easy
exactly.
to, like you said, read the Microsoft documentation or not.
Yeah, and we're exactly. seeing a high level of people that are like, hey, I have my game from WP7, and I was able to port it over to the Windows 8 store
Great.
In a couple days, yeah. add a couple features, and there I am, I'm in the store now. So we've had a lot of transitions like that. People that want to port their games from WP7 or from Xbox, you know, XNA, over to Windows 8, and were successful, and it was a very quick process for them. The hardest part of it being dealing with how do I deal with the fact that we now have a device that can have all kinds of screen resolutions all over the place, right?
Yeah.
That's,
speaking of
that's
which,
the hard thing.
You know, let's go ahead and take a look at a little game here. And of course, this isn't going to work, but that's okay. and it's not, and the only reason it's not working is because we don't have the. It's just looking at a static image, and we're not hooked into a computer.
Oh.
But anyway, if you're watching back there, Brother Larry. Would be nice if we could demo the game that you've
right.
written.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to move on to more questions. Keep them coming. Thank you very much. Piotr, what is the best approach for scaling and multiple resolution support under Windows 8? Here comes light bulb Larry.
scaling and multiple resolution
Yeah, so what's support. The best...
You know,
can you answer that question?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, for a Windows 8 app, you don't really control the resolution. The resolution is the native resolution of the display. And that's something that's different from a lot of other games where, oh, I'm going to go and switch to some resolution that they pick.
Mm-hmm.
So for the most part, the front buffer is always the same resolution. Your back buffer, you do have control over in Monogame, and you can change it. You know, for the most part, though, we recommend keeping it at the native resolution of the display unless you really need to for performance reasons mm-hmm. or something like that. We've had some people come to us that wanted to go to lower resolutions to emulate a blocky pixel effect, but really the better way to do that is by actually designing your art that way and not trying to bring down resolution. But Basically, the same things you would do in XNA to change your resolution, you can do the same things in Model
totally.
K.
So for and let's look at this as an example.
Sure.
So this is ARMED, which is a mono game game.
Yes,
so for
that's
all
right.
of you XNA people out there, this is an XNA game for
yes.
all intents and purposes,
indeed, yep.
running in the beautiful Windows 8 environment. So, wow, well, it looks like XNA, right? Can scroll or do whatever. I mean, I don't know. Go
do you
play.
Want to drive?
Sure, let's see what you're
This is your game, man. So,
I haven't ever walked across the screen to play the game, but I'll try.
I'm nice.
Getting lost. Let's see, is it working? Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
We got the same scroll. You know, I'm going to have to stop and like design something for this, right?
That's what we were talking about, Jeff, on today.
I need to spend
today.
Some time working on this. This is great.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to build a factory.
It's totally rock and roll, man.
I have to go to the other side of the screen to zoom in, but that's
nice.
Okay. It's rotate.
Cool.
That is really cool.
Very cool. Hey, you know, these things that Jeff and team are going to work on making these things affordable. And this is a, I think
I'll
playing games on something this big would be great. Imagine it, and two people playing games
yeah.
at the same time.
Multiplayer game.
Multi-touch points.
Definitely.
Different people. Computer can sense that you're not the same person.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll. The future is very bright, and you guys as developers are going to have to help us push that forward. All right, so this is essentially a DirectX game that somebody wrote in C-sharp, or in XNA.
Yeah,
C-sharp.
It was originally a WP7 game.
Okay.
So in C-sharp and XNA. And we wanted to bring it to Windows 8, and here it is.
And how much work did it take you to take the code that ran mm-hmm. on Windows Phone 7
mm-hmm.
and bring it over to this world? How much work did you have to do?
Well, we did a lot of heavy work, right? Because yeah. we started out, we were in the same boat that a lot of people were, and some of the people that were probably angry at you yesterday
yeah.
were at the end of last year, where it's like they had XNA projects, and they weren't sure where to go. And I was
sure.
in the same boat, you know? And there were a lot of people being very sky is falling kind of about it. I just went around and said, hey, this will get resolved. I'm going to see what I need to do for our game.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went and looked around, I came across a couple different projects that were dealing with how to, you know, use XNA on other platforms. I thought, well, that might be a path here. And I came across Monogame, and they had a great startup there, and they had stuff in 3D running on iOS. They had a Windows port for desktop using OpenGL. The only thing that was missing was Windows 8 support. So I took it upon myself to do that port, you know, me and my team.
Right on.
So we ended up doing that port, and it took us, you know, in total, I think it took us about 4 months to port Monogame and port our game at the same time, kind of doing two things at the same time. One, getting back into C-sharp development. Two, learning DirectX, learning DirectX 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also had to learn the WinRT APIs and the ins and outs of that in those early days when there wasn't as much documentation as there is now.
Sure.
So we did all this work and got it to this point. But now, you know, anybody can port this stuff over in like an afternoon. You know,
nice.
The demo you were doing last night, you did a port in like 8 minutes or something like that of one of the samples.
Awesome.
So because we did the work, you can now kind of do this on your own.
Yeah.
You know, and we're just looking for people to jump in there, port their games, find the problems in them, and submit, you know, bug fixes, new features, new platforms.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at new platforms towards the end of the year as some new stuff appears.
Yeah.
So.
It's
definitely a fun process, and it shows you can get this stuff done if you just, you know,
yeah. if you just
dive in there and
write code.
Just write code.
Put your mind to it.
Yeah. yeah.
And, you know, thank you guys. I mean, I have to say, it's great to see these sort of grassroots efforts. And, you know, Miguel and company have always been just like, you know, very open-minded. And, you mm-hmm. know, let's get this stuff to work on other platforms. And rather than just talk about it, you do it.
Actually do it.
So that's rock and roll, man. And I think it's great. So XNA developers, here's a path for you to mm-hmm. take your existing assets and get him to work on a modern operating system.
I just wanted to add that apart from ARMED, we've got approximately, as of today, about 15 Monogame games on the Windows 8 store
okay.
already. It seems to be one of the fastest growing platforms using Monogame at the moment.
Awesome. So keep on writing those games. And again, as we talked earlier, there's going to be a time where you might want to, you know, not have interop issues or
right.
have to. I mean, let's be honest, you're not a C-sharp developer.
Right.
So if you're not a C-sharp developer and you are a C++ developer, you know what you should
yeah,
do.
Yeah, you know, there are multiple paths to shipping projects on mm-hmm. all platforms, right? Not just on Windows.
Yeah.
And you just pick what is more comfortable for you. If you're comfortable with C++ and you're comfortable with some of the trade-offs that you're making for performance for, you know, some productivity tools that you get in C-sharp,
mm-hmm.
perfect. You
know? Rock and roll.
I don't harbor any ill will towards anybody doing that because I did it for a long time.
Sure. Well, look, and I mean, all languages are evolving. Now, going to Adam's question, he wonders, he's a VB developer, and he's probably wondering why Mono doesn't support VB.net. Why just C-sharp is the question.
Right, and that's more of a Xamarin.
Yeah, it is more of a Xamarin, and not one I can successfully
fine.
Answer. I think C sharp is just the language that Xamarin have chosen to focus on at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Not to say that other languages won't be supported. I saw a tweet recently where somebody had used F sharp, for example, with Monogame on Windows 8. So
nice.
So it is. There are other possibilities out there.
Sure, and I mean, do you guys compile to IL?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you compile to IL, then that's going to give the other languages the ability to interoperate.
Right, exactly.
But it's not the same thing as just doing everything in an IL-capable language.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So thanks for the question, Adam. Andre Abrantes wants to know, can we use Monogame for Xbox games or apps?
Xbox games or apps. Xbox Live, do the Xbox Live indie channel. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the Xbox Live indie channel, you can just use XNA at that point, right? I mean, that's what it's there for.
Sure.
But who knows what the future holds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a good question, nevertheless, because it is another platform. Yeah.
Yes.
And we have another question. Do you mean that we can use WinRT's components on Mac through Mono? How is it possible? No, they don't mean that.
No.
No, we don't.
Just like you can't use... you know, iOS's facilities on Windows 8.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you can certainly write your own components and share them across
Windows 8 you can write some C-sharp code, you can share that across all the different platforms as long as they're not talking to platform-specific APIs. If you're talking to the main .NET APIs, for the most part, that stuff is portable through Monotouch.
Excellent. Yeah. So Mayak wants to know, are there considerable performance differences between DirectX and Monogame?
I can't say that I've spent any time like measuring it. You know, for our game, we haven't noticed for the most part. But again, on Windows 8 devices, it's kind of hard to judge a Windows 8 device against like the phone and decide where the performance bottlenecks are on that. So we haven't really spent a lot of time on it.
Sure.
We're starting now that the Surface is out. We're going to spend some extra time on there and kind of look at some detail in that. And we do probably need to set up some sort of a performance benchmark.
I highly recommend it, especially on ARM, because you have to be
it's a whole different world.
It is on our roadmap to once we get Monogame 3 out, which is currently in beta. Once that's stable and out, we hopefully will be adding stuff like SIMD calls, etc., and work on optimization. At the moment, we've just been focused mostly on just getting things working, making sure that people don't have issues porting.
Sure.
So that's our priority right now. But performance will be addressed.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's be honest, I think the great work that Sean Hargraves did with XNA.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. You know, he's a wonderful developer and done some just rocket science. Took managed code as far as you can take it.
Yeah.
So,
and it really comes down to that API that he implemented there, which is this interesting hybrid of like where DirectX 11 was, because it seems like a lot was inherited from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you've done DirectX 11 code, you can kind of do XNA code as well. You kind of get the same concepts.
Right on.
And kind of made it approachable to a lot of people was great, and that we were benefiting from it. So yeah, it's been an XNA API.
Great. So hey, keep your questions coming, game developers out there, C# developers who want to write XNA games on Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8. Of course, on Windows Phone 8, you can just write XNA games. You don't have to use Monogame. So Paul wants to know, does Monogame include real-time multiplayer networking?
We use Lidgren, which is another open source networking library under the hood for networking. And we've, at one point about a year ago, we had a multiplayer game that was running across several different operating systems and devices.
Mm.
So it's there. We try and use the built-in capabilities of each particular platform as much as possible. So there is a stack there for networking, essentially.
So XNA had like a sort of stack for multiplayer networking stuff, and as you're saying, that they've implemented that under using Lindgren to like implement the lower level details of it.
Exactly.
On the WinRT side, I haven't even touched that. You know, it's not implemented. It's not working at the moment. That's an area where if somebody wants to jump in and contribute, you know, that would be excellent to have.
Yeah.
You just had. And that's how Monogame works a lot of times, is somebody comes in there with an itch that they want to scratch of, like, I need this feature, I need this thing, and they see all the great stuff that's there already and then contribute this one part. You know, like the other day, gamepad support appeared, and that's great because I want to hook up gamepad support. So,
Excellent.
You know, so that you can play it on your Surface and play it on your Windows 8 desktop and everything else with gamepad support.
I mean, it's the community nature of open source.
Yeah.
It's stuff we're starting to learn.
Yeah.
Right? We're starting to learn it. Let's see. Which DirectX compatibility level are you aiming for? So what's your feature level?
Right. So for the most part, we've kept it at the... We've not been really strict about the feature level, especially on the WinRT side, at least from the code that I've written there.
Mm-hmm.
When we come in, we pass it the full, if you've done any C++ development on DirectX, you pass it the full feature stack and say, I need all the features, and it gives you the one that it's going to give you, right?
Yeah.
That's how we've been operating. So under the hood, we're allocating that, but on top, we're giving you the XNA API, calls. So some of those calls that you can make that maybe you're not supposed to make under certain feature levels, are not working. But we're not taking a lot of effort into that. For the most part, it's just been getting it API compatibility first.
Sure.
But there are issues with that because there are some different feature levels now, especially on the ARM devices.
Exactly.
But it does run on the Surface tablets. It by default will do the feature level, so it'll come down and get the 9.1 feature level. That's the minimum requirement for Surface, I believe. Right.
Yep. Sure. You're right.
And it totally works there. So, and we're starting to support custom shaders as well. I think that's where we're probably going to run into the need to deal with feature levels. If you're doing a lot of work with render targets, there are some limitations under feature levels that you might run into with it. But they're all workable, and in the end of the day, it's open source, so you have the entire source code. So if you run into something, you can fix it, contribute the code back, and we'll get it in there if somebody else doesn't get to it first.
Cool. So a couple of our .NET guys, why did I say that? A couple of our coding for fun geniuses, that's more like it. You know who I'm talking about. Rick Barraza, Brian Pink, Clint Ruckus, that gang.
Mm-hmm.
They built a really interesting game here. Mm-hmm. They went all DirectX and did some XAML for sort of menuing and stuff. But they took advantage of Windows 8's stereoscopic 3D capability.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I could see a really nice kind of melding of two worlds in this case where you could have a stereoscopic 3D component that you then can call and utilize through your XNA code and your XNA game written in MonoGAN.
Sure.
So anyway, it should be open to these guys. It's an available API on Windows 8. And you could write some really cool games for 3D experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something I haven't played with in DirectX 11. I've been a game developer for a while, so
cool.
I was in that space for a while where everybody was just doing DX9 stuff for many, many, many years.
Okay.
And I just recently moved over to DirectX 11, so I haven't spent time with the stereoscopic stuff. But
check it out.
It seems like this is something that we're looking to do next, is start taking us past the XNA 4 API, start exposing things like the stereoscopic features that are in DirectX 11 up to managed code, so you can do those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
Because that's really where we need to go to next, is past XNA 4.
Exactly. Take it. I was going to add the same thing. I mean, XNA is a fantastic foundation, but we're hoping once we've reached stability with this release, then we'll extend it, make it better, and on as many platforms as we can.
Cool. So I want to step back before I get to these wonderful questions that are coming in. Thank you. We're going to get to them. Keep asking them. In terms of your experience of working with this new API, and the WinRT API is a very new API for Microsoft.
Yeah.
It's sort of calm reimagined in some sense at the lower levels. Mm-hmm. How was your experience?
It was good in general. I mean, early on, of course, the documentation wasn't all there. The docs were very light. It just says this function does the name of this function kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't a lot of detail, but it really wasn't hard to pick up. If you've done .NET development, it doesn't take you very long. How the .NET team exposed the WinRT stuff up to .NET makes it feel like it's just part of .NET. It just doesn't feel any different from anything else. The async APIs took a little bit of understanding, a little time, but for the most part, they're easy to understand and easy to use and learn.
Mm-hmm.
In general, I was happy with the experience. There really wasn't anything that was... I think the hardest stuff was just getting your mind around the new API model, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, how do I... I mean, I've been creating, applications that create a Win32 window forever.
Sure.
That's not there anymore.
No,
it's totally different. So those things are, those to me, really, those are the things that were more difficult than some of the other details, which are just, I make this call instead of this call kind of stuff. But it was actually pretty quick. I mean, most of my time was spent, really on, getting familiar with DirectX 11, which I had never looked at, up to that point, and, dealing with some of our application issues. For the most part, the port from not supporting Windows 8 to supporting Windows 8 actually went pretty quick, and it was actually pretty painless. There wasn't too much that I that I got stuck on.
Awesome. So let's go back to these questions. Dangling Neuron is asking, how much XAML can be mixed on the main game page running monogame?
Quite a bit. But
yeah, I mean,
again, his code,
we haven't pushed the limits on it yet, so we're not exactly sure. But I know that some people have said be a little hesitant to mix too much because there is some cost whenever you're mixing XAML on top of a DirectX surface. But for the most part, you can intermingle as much as you like there. There's some rules, like you have to get the DirectX surface has to be the lowest part of the XAML stack so that all controls have to be on top of it. You know, but other than that, for the most part, you can put anything you like over the top of it. We use it for some pop-up dialogues and some text entry stuff.
Sure.
You know, for the charms, for the settings charms and stuff like that. But for the most part, we don't use it for our main UIs or our gameplay HUD. Mm-hmm. It'd be interesting to see if somebody gives that a try to see how that stuff performs. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think that at that point, we're kind of like, the performance there should be the same as anybody trying to interact with XAML and DirectX, because that's basically the cost there. So in general, if it works well in the native side there, it should work just as well or be the same cost of using XAML on top of a DirectX surface.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because I mean, at the end of the day, it is DirectX.
Yeah.
But there is there is some interop overhead.
Yes.
So that's a great question. And of course, you know, if you look at the Fresh Paint app, there's a lot of XAML in there. Like, they use it for their menus and stuff like that, and it works out nice. It's also, Bing Maps is also using XAML and DirectX, so essentially DirectX on XAML, which you can do in Windows 8, which is a really nice model.
Yeah.
Dangling Neuron, thanks for your question. Jen wants to know, if you're a C++ developer using DirectX, what would be required to, would it be a large rewrite to take your code and try to get it running on monogame so you could port over to iOS or Linux?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a big job at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you'll probably, it depends, you know, how you want to approach that. You know, there may be better ways to do that sort of a port,
I would have thought that if you're already using C++, both iOS and Android do have native options there. Using C++.
But she's using DirectX.
So,
and that's what
then she'd have to redo her
target OpenGL.
OpenGL, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, we went through the same thing in that we're, you know, managing an API that has both OpenGL and DirectX calls. So we've seen, you know, the problems where it's like, it works like this in DirectX, but it works like this in OpenGL.
Yeah.
There are a couple places that it's like that. But for the most part, the APIs have similar usage patterns, because at the end of the day, they're targeting some of the same hardware on the PCs in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of cases, your DirectX calls can be swapped out for OpenGL calls, but there are going to be some places where DirectX has a different API that you're going to have to do a little bit more, you know, shuffling around the code and doing something a little bit more detailed.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you're already in C++, you know, you should probably look at a C++ port over to those devices. I don't see that there'd be any, you know, gigantic benefit for you to rewrite all your code.
Yeah, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's talk about that, because it's actually a really important thing to wrap your head around. Mm-hmm. Going from when you're in a DirectX world, and you're C++ DirectX, and then you're C++ or C++ OpenGL on iOS and Linux and even the Windows desktop.
Yep.
Have you spent much time like investigating how hard it would be to make sort of like a shim library or something that would make it easier, so it looks like it's a call to DirectX, but actually it's going to be to OpenGL because of the way that I have header file and information like that can help me get through that. Is there any work going on in the community? I mean, why don't we do some open source project about that?
I think that's probably, you know, ripe to go back and do those kinds of things.
Yeah,
I know
that
in the past, older game engines from like 10 years ago used to deal with this as well, you know, early on where there was like multiple APIs. There's OpenGL, there was DirectX, and then there was 3DFX had their API.
That's right,
back in that time. Mm-hmm. There were people that would write like an OpenGL API that's a fake OpenGL API, and under the hood it would call the three different ones depending on what was optimal for that.
Sure.
And that fell out of favor for a long time because kind of DirectX took over on the Windows side, and then there wasn't really a giant OpenGL, you know, gaming push except for a couple of studios that just use OpenGL purely, right? Mm. But now it seems like since we are trying to hit multiple devices, that something like that could come in handy and something that people could bring back.
Yeah.
And we're doing it technically under the hood in monogame.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, we have an XNA API that's talking talks DirectX or OpenGL. No reason you can't have it either way. You can have a DirectX looking at API that under the hood talks to DirectX or it talks to OpenGL, or an OpenGL API that under the hood talks to DirectX and talks to direct OpenGL.
Absolutely. Yeah,
sure. All it takes is someone with enough time in their hands and passion to get it done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
just time.
Kind of a big work, but I mean, it can be done. You
totally.
Know?
I mean, it's code, it's time.
Yeah.
But it's Stubbs reimagined, brothers and sisters. All right, so thank you, Jen. And Susie wants to know, she has an 8-year-old child who wants to start writing his own games. Would you recommend XNA for this young fellow?
I think it'll depend on how much programming they've done. Hopefully Susie can help him out, I would suggest that he download the samples from the XNA site, start playing around with them. There's probably some very good C# tutorials out there to get
him
started.
Channel 9, Absolute Beginner's Guide to C#.
There you go.
So check that out first.
So yeah, absolutely. I think the younger you can get him interested in game programming, the better.
There's even some higher level stuff. I forgot, there was a project that Microsoft actually did, I think through research.
MSR, yeah.
Yeah, that there was a game development for, it was like all kind of in an IDE you can run on the Xbox.
You
I forgot what it was called.
Drag
sure,
them.
I don't remember the name, but it's purely visual.
Yeah, visual, and it gives you a little lightweight kind of programming kind of feel for it, and it's very good introductory for somebody that hasn't done programming or anything that. To feel like they're building some gameplay and in their own learning environment, with pre-built content and get a feel for it at least as a start,
The name is Kodu.
Yes,
Kodu is the name.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for a second, though. I mean, when you're writing games at the XNA level, you're writing a lot of math. I mean, let's talk about that experience. I mean, so for example, I wouldn't recommend going to DirectX and C++ for this young person.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of super smart 8-year-olds who, maybe he's a prodigy.
Yeah. It'll make a great YouTube video.
Absolutely. but there's not all. What is the visual sort of experience when designing and building an XNA app? I mean, I'm not an XNA developer myself.
Essentially,
so
it's the same experience as you would as a C++ developer.
Yeah, so you're going to be writing a lot of algorithms.
A lot of code.
So for him, this person is Kodu.
Yes, exactly.
I think there's a couple of others that are out there that are like trying to teach kids at an early age like how to get into programming and the logic behind doing it. It's a lot of logic, really.
Yeah, stuff like GameMaker as well, which I believe supports Windows 8 now. So that has a visual environment where you can drag, drop various elements and then write a little bit of scripting to do it.
So. But Susie, do please get your child into programming. It's wonderful that he or she is passionate already about it.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful thing to do. Use your mind, creativity, write code. Andre Abrantes wants to know, which advantages do we have when using Monogame and Unity 3D?
Well, Unity 3D is a whole IDE environment.
Okay.
With Monogame or XNA, you're coding a lot more lower level. So you can actually write a game engine with Monogame, while with Unity, they're giving you a whole game engine and you use, mono scripting.
Or C#.
Or C#, yeah.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Which is run under the hood. It's
exactly.
It's Xamarin stuff. So.
I would say it depends on what level, how deep you want to get into stuff, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to be really low level and you're interested in technology and you want to write a lot of code, Monogame is, a good path for you, or even native C++ development.
Yeah.
You're at the metal, you're doing a lot of stuff for you at the metal as you can get for right now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go further than metal, you can start writing device drivers, but nobody's doing that, right? So at the level that you're at there, if you want to write more code, Monogame's a good example. If you want to do something that's more higher level and more of a designer kind of level where I'm just drag and dropping some stuff, you can do something like Unity and you can then dive into some script in the places where you need some gameplay script.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends on how deep you want to go with it.
Absolutely.
Sure. And of course, Unity is as portable as you guys, right? So there's going to be a bunch of games on iOS that are basically were developed in Unity. Unity is the game engine.
Mm-hmm.
It spits out the OpenGL in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Windows 8, it rains down. Spit's not a nice word. So, I mean, let's come back. It rains down OpenGL on iOS, and it rains down DirectX on Windows. So, it's an interesting model. As you said, you're not a game engine. You're a game API.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Unity is an engine. And we're going to actually, speaking of which, a couple of the Unity developers are going to be on right after these distinguished gentlemen, and we can ask them Unity-ish questions But let's continue forward. So what are some of the things you guys are working on right now for thinking out in the future a little bit?
Well, in the future, we're looking at supporting more platforms. Tom got Windows Phone 8 support running about a day and a bit ago. We'll be releasing that code as soon as it's cleaned up a bit. We've also got Monogame running on Raspberry Pi. I don't know you are.
Raspberry Pi is awesome.
So that was 2 weeks ago. We released a video of that. So other platforms and making sure that it's as stable as possible for, as I mentioned, these 3.0 release that's coming up over the next couple of months.
So now you mentioned Windows Phone 8, so I just kind of want to ask this question. I mean, Windows Phone 8 already natively supports XNA 4.0. So why would you...
So there's a difference, right?
Talk to me.
The XNA API and Windows Phone 8 is compatibility. That's compatibility so that you can take a Windows Phone 7 game and run it on Windows Phone 8.
Exactly.
So that's basically just there for that purpose, which means that you don't have access to, or at least not easy access. I was told there might be some ways to do it, but it's kind of black magic. You don't have easy access to the WinRT APIs. Mm-hmm. So you don't get some of the live tile support. You don't get some of the newer features that you have there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To take advantage of those, you need to write a new, app.
Got it. So you did.
Layer. Yeah. Okay. And Monogame ported over to Windows 8 allows you to do that kind of stuff. So then you can take advantage of those WinRT APIs.
Great.
And work as a native, almost not as a native, but as a play in the ecosystem of Windows 8 that's different from Windows 7.
Yeah.
Windows
Great. 7. So we got two more questions. We have about five more minutes. So JB wants to know, where can I get info on Win 8 platform limitations when using Monogame? Usually it's on MSDN, XNA docs, but obviously misses specs for Win 8, e.g. Mac simulations, SFX playing at the same time.
For the most part, a lot of them are very similar. I mean, one thing that people don't talk about that Windows 8 actually does, which is fantastic for game developers, is it sets a new low bar for features. Right, so the minimum level is a DX9 level 1 card, so you don't have to worry about maybe they have a really old video card or anything like that. Mm. So because of that, actually, I haven't seen that there is. I haven't run into any of those limits really. For the most part, it supports the higher end limits that you did in previous generations and stuff.
Okay.
So, but is it documented? No, I feel it most likely. The limit is you play sounds until the thing says, I'm not going to play sounds anymore and crashes.
Yeah.
So you, like any game developer, you have to
balance
your tester systems, test things, and make sure that things are working with your limits, and you don't want to play thousands of sounds anyway. So.
Sure, and one of the things about when you're in a garbage collected environment, mm-hmm. and you have a game with a lot of frame rates, a lot mm-hmm. of objects, you do have to test and test and test.
Yeah.
And fine-tune. Sharon Hargreaves, again, did great things in that environment for the XNA. You guys did as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, we're trying, and we're hoping to meet with Sean later today. So
great.
Chat with him.
Cool.
Find out.
All right, so Dangling Neuron is back and wants to know, should we use WinRT input APIs or XNA touch APIs with Monogame, especially for screens with mixed content?
You could. I mean, we don't keep you. I mean, while Monogame hooks into those same APIs and gets those same calls, there's no reason why you can't hook into the API as well.
Sure.
I mean, you'll get some dual events, right? You'll have a touch event here and a touch event from over there, and they're the same touch event, which will be a little strange, but you could do it. I'm not sure what the need would be for it.
Cool.
I mean, if you're asking, how can I differentiate that this thing is touching some XAML, element versus touching my gameplay screen.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of already do that when you use the mixed Monogame with XAML case in Windows 8.
Mm.
In that case, we're careful and we only hook up to the touch events that come in to the actual drawing surface. So if you have controls over the top, those controls won't come into the gameplay and come through as a touch event
sure.
in your gameplay code. Which is basically the same thing I think that happened in the Silverlight version of XNA for Windows Phone 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, in XAML, of course, in Windows 8, all of the XAML controls that you use, all of the XAML that you paint,
mm-hmm.
Has Windows 8 touch support built in automatically, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's a different model, but you're right. I mean, you're basically dealing with shaders.
Yeah.
And when you deal with XAML controls, it's something else, and then its touch will be managed by the operating system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
XAML is actually an operating system level UI component.
Right.
So let's see here. We have one more question. Andre Abrantes, again, about Monogame, ready to use Xbox controller. So if I want to use If I want to use an Xbox controller with this, mm-hmm. or an external device to play my game, mm-hmm. Mono Game supports it as XNA did?
In terms of the gamepad, as Tom mentioned, we've recently added that. Mm-hmm. The Kinect stuff, I believe that's a question for Microsoft as to why that doesn't is not currently supported on WinRT.
That's fine. So yeah, sure, currently it's not supported.
But I'm sure they'll get around to it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And the truth is that Mono Game kind of, we always try to focus and try not to get off base with what we're trying to build. So for the most part, if it's not part of the XNA API, mm-hmm. we kind of stay away from it. And something like that, there's no XNA API for Kinect, so we're not touching that until there is, or until we're at a point where we feel like we want to dive into other projects like that.
Indeed.
Awesome. Well, hey, it's great to talk to you
great
guys.
Great to meet you.
Hey.
And it's wonderful to see, you know, game developer, open source experience, pulling this thing out. We love the fact that it runs on this, so thank you for spending time.
I love the fact that it runs on that as well.
Yeah. And the more games we get on ARM, the better.
Yes.
And across all of our ecosystem, including this thing. So take care, you guys.
Indeed.
Cheers.
Thanks for having
Say
us.
Say hi to Miguel for me, huh?
Yeah, we'll do.